Now we're coming home, and it's emerged that 23 health and disability groups who had their funding cut following a review by the Department of the Environment are to receive funding for a year while a review of that decision is undertaken. And three organisations are not going to get funding because there were problems with their applications. Our political correspondent, Martina Fitzgerald, is here. Martina, first of all, tell us about the decision that Alan Kelly has made here.
That's right. Obviously, there was some expectation that there would be movement on this because yesterday a spokesperson for Alan Kelly said there would be a review. And now we have more, details. They have decided, obviously, let's look back. There was 155 organisations that applied for this scheme to support national organisations. 55 were successful, but 26, and there were health and disability organisations, they had previously received funding, they were refused. And on this programme and other programmes, we've heard from many people advocating on behalf and saying what a vital role they play in the community, including Orla Hardiman. Now, yesterday the indications were there was a review. Today we know that they will get their funding. 23 of the 26 will get funding for a year while a review is undertaken, not only by the Department of the Environment but by the Department of Health, and they'll get the funding at the same level as before. So that creates certainty, because if you remember, the Disability Federation of Ireland said they wanted this sorted out before the Dáil recess, because many of these groups could not plan and some could face closure. Now
talk to me about these three organisations that are not getting funding.
Now, it has to be said, we don't have details of the names of the organisations, of any of the organisations, but there were problems with their applications, that we're told. Two had not made applications and one had not applied by the deadline, and obviously we'll have to await.
I wonder, will they be given a chance to reapply now?
Well, when we get the details, we'll be able to put that question to the department. But for the moment, we have clarity now that 23 of the 26, there's been a change over since the change of minister, so to speak.
OK, well, Martina Fitzgerald, our political correspondent, thank you very much for that.